You're listening to WGXC, Accra, 90.7 FM.
You can find out about so many local events, like the traditional Irish music session. Every Sunday, there's an open Irish music jam at the Shamrock House in East Durham from 2 to 5 p.m. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org and add your own event to the WGXC community calendar and have it read on the radio at 90.7 FM by going to WGXC.org and clicking on the community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Al Margolis of Chester, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
जब मेरी तेरी बात खुल गई ओ तेरी मेरी खास जिंदगी है ना जी आवेगी आवेगी जान मेरी आवेगी आवेगी मन मेरी आवेगी आवेगी जान मेरी आवेगी आवेगी खिलेंगे मौसम तो आने दो तान सुरीले जब तुम हवाले हो धूप जो थोड़ी आज तो आने दो हाले से हाले इतर फैलाने दो कलिया खिलेंगे मौसम तो आने दो तान सुरीले जब तुम हवाले हो
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. My birthday is up soon, which is exciting, and I'm from New York.
I'm Adelia. I'm 11, and I live in Ghent.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. We're often joined by our friend Atia, sometimes Claire or Georgia or other friends. And we hope they will join us again soon because we miss them. But I'm excited to talk with both of you today, talk about some books that we've been reading or books that we love or other bookish things. Who wants to get us started today? How about Adelia? Since we haven't heard from you in a couple weeks, you said you had a couple books you're interested in sharing.
Yeah, so I've been reading this book called Loveless by Alice Oseman, and it's really interesting. It's for like young adult readers. It's about a girl who's asexual and aromantic, and she doesn't know, and it's about her finding herself, and it's really cool. So yeah, it's really interesting. And then there's another one, I haven't started it yet. It's called Solitaire, and it leads into another one of her, Alice Oseman's series. So, you know, there's like a connection there. So, yeah.
And I know Alice Oseman writes both graphic novels and novels.
Yeah.
Like prose novels. What are those two books?
These are like actual prose novels. Yeah. Okay. So, but the one that Solitaire connects to is the Heartstopper series, and which I've shared about in the past. And Heartstopper is a graphic novel.
Yeah, her books are so popular.
Yeah.
I've only read the first volume of Heartstopper. I haven't read anything else from her yet, but I would like to someday.
Yeah, they're good.
Thanks for sharing those. While you were sharing your book, our friend Fatia joined us. Hooray! Hi, Fatia.
Hi.
Hi.
Glad you could join us. We just heard from Adelia, some of the books that she's been reading. Why don't we hear from Jada next? What did you want to share today?
So recently I read a book called Enrique's Journey, and it's a story of an immigrant, and his mother immigrated to the U.S., and then when he became a teenager, he ended up following her and all the stories around that. It's actually very hard because a lot of the story is very descriptive to really say what happened in it. But it's a very intense story. I'd recommend it more for teenagers, like older teens, because it's a very heavy story. And yeah, it's a really good, and it's intense. So if anyone's into that, it's nonfiction, a real life story.
Is it a memoir from his perspective, or is it about him? Like, is it written about him?
It's written about them.
Okay.
The reporter did it.
Got it.
What's it called?
Enrique's Journey.
And what country did they move here from?
They immigrated illegally from Honduras.
How old is Enrique in the book? I mean, I know he might be multiple ages, but
yeah,
when he makes the journey.
In the beginning, he's five, and then he starts... And then we see him mostly, most of the action during his teenage, young adult years.
Yeah, that must be a challenge to make that journey, especially as a young person. And then having to move to a new place is difficult enough when you're just moving from town to town, as opposed to crossing borders and learning new languages and new cultures. And that sounds like an interesting book. Is that a newer book, or has that been out a while?
It's been out for a while.
I have to check that out sometime. I like an occasional nonfiction read. But Fatia, what did you want to share today?
I want to share a book that I wrote.
Cool.
It's called The Surprising Day. When I woke up, I instantly remembered that I have somewhere to go. So I saw my mom come in the room. So I said, good morning. My mom said to hurry up and brush my teeth and eat cereal. So I ate cereal very slowly, but this time my mom did not ask why I am eating so slowly. Then got dressed up, and very slowly too. After we all ate and dressed up, my dad got the tea in the car and we went in the car, but there was no seat belt for my 5-year-old brother. So my sister said, mom, it's okay, let's just go. But my mom got in the house, got a different car keys, also known as my sister's car keys. So my sister got in the car to get the seat belts. After all that drama, we finally were driving. It was a 40-minute drive. After the long, long drive, we finally arrived. And when we got there, we went in a restaurant and ate a lots of food. The end.
That was a long drive for some food.
That was really good. What's it called?
The Surprising Day.
Fun.
Is that a start of a story or the full story? I know sometimes you write chapter books, so yeah. I wasn't sure. That was like chapter one. Is that based on a real life incident?
Yeah, kind of. There's a lot of surprising things that I did add.
So surprises still to come. That's cool. Thanks for sharing your work in progress. It's exciting writing books. So I've been reading an adult novel, an adult nonfiction book recently, and I haven't finished them. So I'm not sure if they're, I think one of them is not really super youth friendly and the other one might be, but I haven't finished it yet. So I only share youth friendly books on the show. So I thought I would share a couple of new releases that sound good that I'm excited to check out. One of them I actually have checked out at this moment at my house. So I'm ready to read that one. But I'll start with the one for the younger audience. So we have Mabuhay by Zachary Sterling. That's suggested for ages 8 to 12. It's a middle grade graphic novel. And I've never read anything by Zachary Sterling or heard of his name. So I think he might be a debut author, but I didn't get to look that up to be sure. But here's the description for this one. Can two kids save the world and work their family food truck? First generation Filipino siblings, JJ and Althea, struggle to belong at school. JJ wants to fit in with the crowd while Althea wants to be accepted as she is. But that hope seems like a long shot for both of them. To make matters worse, they have to help their parents run the family food truck by dressing up as a dancing pig and passing out samples. Ugh. And their mom is always pointing out lessons from Filipino folklore, annoying tales they've heard again and again. But when witches, ogres, and other creatures from those same stories threaten their family, JJ and Althea realize that the folklore may be more real than they'd suspected. Can they embrace who they really are and save their family? So that's Mabuhay by Zachary Sterling. And Jada, I apologize for the surprise magic. I should have told you.
Oh,
I know you said last week you don't like when all of a sudden it's like, and magic.
Something has to tell me.
Yeah, this one, it came out of nowhere. I can't imagine being a young person trying to figure out my place at school and then having my parents dress me up as a pig to work at a family restaurant, family food truck. That'd be rough. Although pigs are great. But yeah, so that book is out and about in the world. You can find it at your local library, local bookstore, or wherever you find your book. Another book that is out in the world at this point is called Gone Wolf by Amber McBride. This is Amber McBride's middle grade debut. Their previous book, which is called Me, Moth, was a finalist for the National Book Award for Young People's Literature. And so that was for a teen audience. This one's for middle grade audience, although it's for ages 10 to 14. So it's a little bit of a older middle grade. But here's the description for this book. In the future, a Black girl known as Inmate 11 is kept confined to be used as a biological match for the president's son should he fall ill. She is called a blue, the color of sadness. She lives in a small, small room with her dog, who is going wolf more often. He's pacing and imagining he's free. Inmate 11 wants to go wolf too. She wants to know why she feels so blue and what is beyond her small, small room. In the present, Imogen lives outside of Washington, D.C. The pandemic has distanced her from everyone but her mother and her therapist. Imogen has intense phobias and nightmares of confinement. Her two older brothers used to help her, but now she's on her own. Until a college student helps her see the difference between being blue and sad and Black and empowered. But yeah, this sounds interesting. I'm curious to see how the present day story of Imogen connects with the future story of inmate 11.
Maybe Imogen, because she has those fears about being confined, maybe there's something there, or maybe she's, secretly can tell the future but doesn't know, or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know how far in the future is, because it doesn't say in the description, so I'm curious if it's in the future enough that if they have a connection, that it would have to be a time travel-y kind of thing, or if it's a familial connection, or it could even be the same person, depending on how far in the future it is. I haven't read Me, Moth, Amber McBride's first book, but I heard it was very good, and I believe it was, I can't remember if it was a verse novel or just sort of a poetic, maybe she's a poet. I can't remember, but I feel like I remember hearing about the language in that book being very beautiful. So I'm excited to check this out and someday read Me, Moth as well. But another book with a very different feel to it is a book for teens. It's a graphic novel, and it's from Faith Erin Hicks, who is one of my favorite graphic novel artists and authors. So I'm excited to check this one out. And it is called Hockey Girl Loves Drama Boy. And this is the description. It should have been a night of triumph for Alex's hockey team, but her mean teammate, Lindsay, decided to start up with her usual rude comments. And today, Alex, who usually tries to control her anger, let it finally run free. Alex lashes out, and before she knows it, her coach is dragging her off Lindsay. And the invitation to the Canada National Women's Under-18 team's summer camp is on the line. She needs to learn how to control this anger, and she is sure Ezra, the popular and poised theater kid from her grade, is the answer. So she asks for his help, but as they hang out and start getting closer, Alex learns that there is more to Ezra than the cool front he puts on, and that maybe this friendship could become something more. Dun, dun.
Instead of a friendship, it can become a rivalry. Hooray! Not a drama, not a romance. About time.
Could be. I think this one is a romance, but I'm doubting it's too icky. I think I hadn't really thought about it this way, but I saw something from Faith Erin Hicks where they were referencing how they had never written a romance before and that this was their first romance and that they weren't ever really into it, but now they felt ready to tell the story. But it was interesting because I was trying to think of other books I've read by them. And I feel like there were some where there were at least crushes. I don't know. I would have sworn that she had some romance in her books, but I guess not. But now she does. So if you're into that kind of thing, you can check this out. So that's Faith Erin Hicks, Hockey Girl Loves Drama Boy. And then the last one I will share is coming out next week. So it's not out yet, but for fans of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series, the new book, No Brainer, which is book 18. I can't believe there's 18 books already, but the new one is coming out. So it's called No Brainer. And here is the very brief description. Up until now, middle school hasn't exactly been a joyride for Greg Heffley. So when the town threatens to close the crumbling building, he's not too broken up about it. But when Greg realizes this means he's going to be sent to a different school than his best friend, Rowley Jefferson, he changes his tune. Can Greg and his classmates save their school before it's shuttered for good? Or is this the start of a whole new chapter for Greg?
What's it called again?
Called No Brainer. It's book 18 of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series.
I always admire people who can write series, more than three books, because you actually have something that can go in so many directions, and I'm jealous that you can, and it never gets boring.
Yeah. Have you read a lot of these?
Read all of them, I think.
Oh, wow. That's commitment. I've only read the first, but I enjoyed it. I get it.
Read more.
I don't need to read them all. I don't know if I need to read them all, but I did want to read at least one just to see what the excitement was about, and I can get why people love them. They're pretty fun, and they're pretty quick reads too, because they're fun in part. I don't know, they're fun and funny. Yeah, it's impressive that there's 18 books and they're still popular. The kids are still picking them up and reading them start to finish. Impressive. So that book, the other ones that I mentioned are all out at this point, so you can get them at the library, you can get them at the bookstore, wherever you want. But No Brainer is coming out next Tuesday. So you have to wait a little bit, but not too long. So you can place your holds if you want to borrow one from the library. Get in the list. We've got 2 copies, so won't have to wait too long if you're a Hudson or Greenport resident or Hudson Area Library card holder. But yeah, so those are my book picks for this week. Before we go, I can share a poem. I have a huge stack of poems. I'm just going to randomly pick one, and unless it's obviously about summer, I won't read it. Okay, let's check this one out. This is called Home to Roost by Kay Ryan. It's about chickens, spoiler alert. The chickens are circling and blotting out the day. The sun is bright, but the chickens are in the way. Yes, the sky is dark with chickens dense with them. They turn and then they turn again. These are the chickens you let loose one at a time and small, various breeds. Now they have come home to roost, all the same kind, all at the same speed. That is Home to Roost by Kay Ryan. And this is from a stack of poems I have that was from a book called, what was it? It was Poem in Your Pocket for Young Poets. It was a collection of poems that you, it was designed so that they could all fit on a sheet of paper and you could tear it out. And they were all poems that were like of interest for young audiences. Sometimes they're longer poems that they took a short section of, but maybe I'll read one more because I think we have time. Grab one at random. Oh, this is one of my favorite ones from this book. It's called They Loved Paperclips by Lisa Jerno. They loved harmony. They loved anthills. They loved food and cookies and harpoons. They loved the sound of laces of the shoes and snow. They loved the snow on Thursdays in the rain. And when they met, they loved that too. And igloos and the trees and things to mail and chlorine. And they loved the towels for the beach and hot dogs and the pool. And also when the wind rose up, they loved the ceiling and the tide. And then they loved the sky. They loved paperclips from the same book. I used to, and I still could, but I didn't this time. I used to like to try to read this in one breath. So you take a deep breath and then try to read that whole thing really fast. Because it's just a big paragraph of text. You want me to try to do it?
Yes.
Okay. Don't know if I can still do it. I haven't tried in a while. Oh, wait. So they loved paperclips. Sorry, I'm getting nervous. Okay. They loved harmony. They loved anthills. They loved food and cookies and harpoons. They loved the sound of laces of the shoes and snow. They loved the snow on Thursdays in the rain. And when they met, they loved that too. And igloos and the trees and things to mail and chlorine. And they loved the towels for the beach and hot dogs and the pool. And also when the wind rose up, they loved the ceiling and the tide. And then they loved the sky.
It really actually makes the poem sound better when it's all in one breath.
I like it. I'd like to break it down sometime and see if there's a way to kind of do your own version of it that has a similar cadence to it or similar flow. I don't know. I like it. Fun time. Anyways, there's some poems for your week. Start your weekend. Before we go for the day, I just want to remind listeners that the library has a big event coming up, the Ghostly Gallop. This is our 23rd year. It's a community event, a 5K, and a kids 1 mile fun run, and there's a costume contest. It'll be on Sunday, October 29th at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. It's a morning event, so you'll be done in plenty of time to enjoy Hudson Halloween, and entry is totally free for kids 17 and under, so we hope to have as many young people as possible participating. It's just a really fun event. I always work the event, so I don't run or walk the course because it's a 5K and you can either run it or walk it or skip it or dance it, whatever you want to do. But I don't run or walk the course because I work the event, but I love cheering people on when they cross the finish line. It's really fun. There's like a big crowd just cheering people on, and it's an all ages event, so that's fun too. And the costumes make it pretty fun as well. And the Hudson Children's Book Festival is going to make sure that young people that participate each get a free book too. So hooray. We hope people will check that out. For more info, you can go to ghostlygallop.info or go to hudsonarealibrary.org if you forget that. But yeah, check that out Sunday, October 29th. here in Hudson, New York. So we're about out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.
Happy reading.